Welcome to the Business of Behavior podcast, hosted by Dr. Becca Tagg. We support clinicians who have been bitten by the entrepreneurial bug, looking to strengthen their practice to better serve their clients, employees, and themselves.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Business of Behavior podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Becca Tagg. I'm glad that you're here. Today, we're going to talk about outsourcing. I think this comes up for us a lot because as business owners and entrepreneurs, it's necessary to believe that we can do anything. But I think or I wonder if where we get stuck is the belief that we can do everything. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about outsourcing, what it means and ways that we can outsource, and then also some ideas to get started doing exactly that. So for every company, the right time to outsource is going to be different. I mean, some businesses have in-house staff that handle daily activities, but many need outside help to undertake new projects that don't warrant another full-time employee. And so when you and your current employees are unable to handle or manage the day-to-day business of the company and build the business in a satisfactory way, that's when it may be time to consider outsourcing. We have an earlier podcast about virtual assistants or VAs, and that is one type of outsourcing. And we're going to talk about some others today. So for me, it was when I saw that I wanted the business to grow and expand in ways that weren't currently happening and that I didn't have any time left in the day to focus on that. Something had to change. A lot of time consulting clients will tell me that outsourcing is really, oh, that's for larger businesses, or that's only for important people, or, I'll think about doing that when I get to X number per year, X number of clients or employees. And I would really gently challenge that thought because the use of technology and virtual services really have decreased a bunch of the barriers to being able to access outsourcing in a way that is financially manageable instead of draining, right? So you can hire a virtual assistant that, again, we've talked about in a different episode, or you can hire a virtual practice manager or even a virtual bookkeeper. And so there's web developers and copy editors who can relieve some of the tasks that you might want to outsource. And in all honesty, we may be in need of outsourcing because they can take the idea and make it better, right? So when I was first starting out, I thought, okay, I'm going to have to bootstrap everything, or I want to bootstrap everything because finances is a limited resource. So I'm going to do my own website. And I thought, well, if I can get a doctorate, I can make a website. I can teach myself anything, right? So I read all this stuff on the web, and I watched videos, and I listened to podcasts, and I did all this stuff, and I made a website, and it was right? I mean, it looked like I had just made it. And that is not what my business is built on. For us, because we have so many private pay or fee-for-service families, I really want to provide for them a full experience from the very first time they interface with our business to the last time they interact with us. And so for many people, online is the first time they interact with us. And so I felt like the web presence that we had wasn't professional enough or didn't reflect what I wanted the business to reflect. And yeah, I mean, I had done an okay job, but I spent an inordinate amount of time doing that only to come up with something that was right? So then I connected with Brighter Visions and I invested some money in it, but I outsourced it, right? Outsourcing is essentially giving it to someone else to do, and it looks way better. And so for us, that was a good investment. So the other part of outsourcing is the idea that other people's areas of expertise, again, can make our ideas better, but they also free us up. And a lot of us, particularly those of us who still carry a caseload in our practice, there are some things that we just can't do, right? Remember, you can do anything, but not everything. And we can't do everything well. So being really thoughtful about what can you do. Do you want to outsource your web design or do you want to outsource some of your client work? Because remember, time is a finite resource. So taking the first step towards outsourcing can sometimes be time consuming, but figuring out how to build the business with help from an outside professional can offer increased efficiency and can help you scale. So sometimes one of the things that I talk about with consulting clients is exactly that, how to outsource. And in reality, them reaching out to me is outsourcing, right? Learning from my mistakes or my experiences. And I did the same. I hired, I've had three different business coaches since starting different businesses, and they've all been great and helpful. And that is a way of outsourcing. You know, I have a CPA. I certainly don't try to manage that on my own. That's outsourcing. We have web design. That's outsourcing. Virtual assistants. We use ADP for payroll, right? All of those things are outsourcing. So when you are able to outsource, it also means that you're setting up these systems that will position you to grow. And so you're not waiting until you're in dire straits to get those kinds of processes up and moving. And that's part of that gentle challenge about it's not just for big companies. If you come in from the beginning and have these processes in place, then you aren't learning one system and then sort of having to learn another system as you get bigger. You can call on, you know, a website developer, let's say, who's going to do a great website for you from the beginning, right? You want to act like the business you want to be, even if you're not quite there yet. And again, just like hiring anyone, you really want to be sure that you are collaborating with somebody who has the same vision as you do, or that they're able to take very specific directions from you and implement it exactly as you mean it to be. So chances are you're probably already outsourcing some business tasks like payroll administration or background and criminal checks for employment. You know, we use AccuSource for that. And these days, almost any task can be outsourced. And there's so many qualified professionals that are leaving the corporate world to work as freelancers or contractors for a variety of reasons, right? I mean, maybe that's why you left your last practice. So there's likely already things that you're outsourcing, like those that I mentioned above, and maybe a business consultant or an attorney or billing. This is all outsourcing. So before choosing what tasks you want to farm out, I would really encourage you to take a hard look at your business and determine your strengths and values, right? This goes back to that value-based decision-making, value-based living, and decide what is important. You want to really identify the core competencies and capabilities, and then focus your own sort of resources, talent management, on being the best in the industry in those things that are most important to you. You can get people, you can outsource for people that are highly skilled or have a specific expertise, right? So, you could have somebody, and it isn't necessarily a full-time position. So our CPA is not a full-time person, but I have an appointment with her once a month to go over the books. Where are we? Where are we going? What taxes are due? And so she is able to provide financial analysis and then make sure that everything is being kept well. There's other tasks you can outsource, like things that are highly repetitive. So our VA will handle a lot of our onboarding stuff for new hires because it's pretty repetitive, you know, or at least components of the onboarding process, like getting the tax documents together, helping them update their CAQH if necessary, all of those things that are, you know, needed. Same with using AccuSource for background checks. Data entry. Our billing is pretty repetitive, right? So that we have outsourced. And then, of course, ADP. There's also, again, that specialized knowledge that you might want to outsource. And so that could be, again, the CPA or your attorney, but it also might be, we have a the website people, but we also have a speech language pathologist and an occupational therapist. And in some ways that is outsourcing as well. It's something that I think is important to our business because we provide comprehensive services, but it also is not knowledge that I have. And so needing to find someone else who has that knowledge and shares the same values that I have or that we have for the company. I also think that it's important to find the right contractors, right? Because before you hand over those reins, you want to be sure that you're working with the right person. And so technology can make it easier than ever to find a capable person, but it also means statistically that you're going to find more people, period, and they're not all going to be good fits. When I first got started, I guess one of the first things I outsourced was getting a virtual assistant. And I started by asking friends on Facebook, did I have any stay-at-home moms who wanted to answer phones for us? And so starting in your own network, you know, ask other business owners, your accountant, lawyer, banker, anyone that they might recommend as a provider. You can check out LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook or even in our business builders group. You can check and see if anybody has anyone they're super happy with. And again, you can check out Upwork.com, which has a lot of different contractors who are offering a variety of services. And this one I think is important too. And when we talk about outsourcing, let's not forget to outsource stuff in our house, right? So maybe hiring someone to come clean your house every so often, or use the order ahead grocery service so you can drive up to the grocery store and they'll just have it ready to put in your car, or someone to take care of your dogs when you're gone for long hours. Sometimes it's difficult to outsource, and I wonder if it's even more difficult for women to outsource the home tasks. And the idea behind that is that work shouldn't trump home, maybe, right? And that if we're outsourcing some of those tasks, then maybe we're allowing that to happen. And in some way, we are less good, right? Here's my air quotes again. Personally, I can certainly say that I had thoughts like that, and I realized that behaviors are simply behaviors, and had a really open conversation with my husband about the fact that I was feeling pulled in so many directions, and I didn't feel like I could ask for help at home because it was my job to clean and do the laundry and to make sure the house was okay. And not only did my husband reaffirm that I was just being a crazy person, his verbatim response, right? But it was also a great opportunity to practice open and direct communication with my husband. And we have since outsourced certain tasks around the house, and some of them are great. It's great to come home and not feel like I have something extra that has to be done. And it also means that when I do stuff around the house, I really enjoy it more because I feel like I'm taking care of my husband and the dogs, and I'm more mentally present for them than rushing through to get to the next thing or just irritated that I have to do it, right? So it's an investment, right? Just like we invest in employees, we also can invest in that outsourcing in our home as well as in our business. And for many of us, the two are complementary or connected, maybe even more than we wish they were. Of course, you don't want to use business funds to do any outsourcing for your home, but really looking again at how you're spending your resources, both money and time, and then seeing if there's anything that someone else can do that would free you up to again move your business towards the direction you wanted to, or move your relationship, right? Maybe you're feeling like the business is good, but you just don't have enough time to do stuff at home. Well, maybe by outsourcing, whether it's cleaning or the grocery shopping pickup, you've got an extra hour a week that you can really spend some quality time with your kids or your partner. I think that saying of you get what you pay for is true no matter where you go. And when we look at outsourcing, one of the things is sometimes the person that's cheapest is not always the best. Not that the person who's most expensive is always the best either, but you want to be sure that you're paying someone what they're worth, regardless of location, but accounting for the work that they're doing for you. You know, place value on the outcomes over the hours that they're spending. And if you don't get the outcome you need, it doesn't matter how much time your contractor spent along the way, right? Because it's you're not getting your needs met. When you're outsourcing, you can really focus your time, attention, and resources on your company's core competencies, and then spend your time setting goals and finding ways to achieve them. I think it goes back to what we said in the beginning about it's essential for us to believe that we can do anything, but where we get stuck, I think, is the belief that we can do everything. And so these are just some thought thoughts to consider when you think about outsourcing. Again, whether it's specific repetitive tasks or you're looking for highly specialized knowledge or additional support or expertise, or maybe something I didn't even mention, right? And to be thoughtful about who you want to join your team and to pay them what they're worth, because they're going to be providing a really valuable service. And then get excited about the fact that you're going to have more time to do the stuff that only you can do, whether it's because you're not having to scoop poop that the dogs have left in the backyard, or to do grocery shopping, or you're not doing certain components of data entry, or you can spend less time on bookkeeping because you have an ongoing session with your CPA to make sure you're in the right place. All of these things are going to free up time for you, and time is one of our most finite resources. So again, thanks for taking the time, right, to join in with me today, Dr. Becca, on the Business of Behavior podcast, especially since we've just been talking about how valuable of a resource time is. It's also why I try to keep the podcast fairly short so that I make sure that I'm staying concise and not getting too off topic, but also to ensure that it's something you can fit into your day and not something extra that'll go on a to-do list. So I hope to see you guys online in the ABA Business Builders Facebook group. You can also reach out to me via email. You can message me on Facebook. And I look forward to talking more, collaborating more, and learning more from you guys. Thanks.